You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
This is the DPHRO and Rothenberg podcast. Listen live weekday mornings from 5 to 8 a.m. on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker by asking it to play 98.7 ESPN. This is DPHRO and Rothenberg.
I will be taking the Cowboys this week against Atlanta.
How about them Cowboys?
Yeah! Right back on the horse.
Sammy, what kind of beautiful steed would you like to be riding at the parade?
If you go down my street on horseback, I will light firecrackers and throw it at the feet of the horses.
Santy and I will hire a company to come in and paint your house Dallas Cowboys colors.
I swear to you, I will call the police. The FBI, the police, the CIA, SWAT teams, everything will be down on you guys.
This is DPHRO and Rothenberg.
Went to high school with a guy named Phoenix.
On 98.7 ESPN.
Yeah, I'm going to take my horse through the old town road. I'm going to ride till I
can. All right, DPHRO and Rothenberg with you, 98.7 ESPN, presented as always by Progressive Insurance. Guests on the show appear via the Goodyear Hotline. I challenge you. I welcome you to my home if the Cowboys win the Super Bowl. Bring your horses. Bring your chaps.
How about them Cowboys?
Yeah! Bring your boots. Bring your Cowboys hats. You can bring Randy Gregory for all I care. I'm not the least bit concerned.
I'll bring Southern Stephen A. Smith.
Not the least bit concerned that the Cowboys win the Super Bowl. I think you guys are cute. Sweet.
You'll deserve it, just like with the Eagles.
Speaking of the Eagles, Rick, how about this now? I'm on Twitter yesterday and poking around a little bit. And Andrew Gunling has a tweet, and I click on Andrew
Gunling. It's not fair.
What kind of stuff he's spouting.
Well, hey there.
He unfollowed me on Twitter.
No way.
Yes.
You'll ruin everything.
He unfollowed me on Twitter.
You'll ruin everything.
Is it accidental, though?
I mean, it's possible. And then, but I just mentioned this during the commercial break, and RJ said, oh, he still unfollows you?
Just take the L.
He did that intentionally a couple years ago. I thought he would have followed you at some point.
So it's Buster, who was, I mean, we weren't at that stage of the relationship yet.
Should I check and see if Buster still follows me on Twitter?
Why would he follow you on Twitter? He doesn't want to exchange numbers. He won't come on the show.
Yeah, but he did follow me on Twitter. Buster still follows me on Twitter, yes.
And this is the first you've seen that Andrew doesn't follow you.
Yeah. Now, RJ, you said that years ago he unfollowed me, right?
Of course. I love this guy.
Yeah, I think it was after a Georgetown Syracuse game, and I think he found you intolerable and unfollowed you. But I, like you said, I do believe that bridge was repaired, and I think he refollowed you again at some point.
And re-unfollowed me.
Well, maybe this is it.
Wow.
Somewhere between indifferent and good.
I don't know what I've done, but maybe I need a support group. Maybe at Glory University they can start some kind of a support group of how to make
don't
people
string
like
don't
me
on defend the
show.
Them.
Or I mean, they beat Glor. I've turned off Diana Rossini. I've turned off Buster Olney.
Out.
Who else? Diana, I have been lurking.
Did you lurk outside Gunling's window?
Not that I know of. Gunling's out. Doesn't follow me on Twitter anymore. So maybe it is me. Maybe I do have a problem. Maybe I need help.
Yeah, but here's the thing, though. I mean, you join this group, and then they get a chance to be around you. There's no more group. It's just you. Something's happening now where you don't even know that you're turning people off, but you are. I don't understand it.
Right. Just take the L.
This is not like, I as far as I know, I didn't go after Gunling. I didn't say anything nasty to Gunling. I wasn't obnoxious to Gunling. I thought we have a good relationship and we were friends. But when I mentioned to RJ, he's like, oh, yeah, like RJ knew of this. He's like, oh, yeah, no, he unfollowed you years ago because you were intolerable when it came to the Georgetown game.
Well, let's be honest. Your relationship with Andrew is permanently broken. Like, everything's window
dressing.
No. Yeah.
I don't think so.
After the Carson Wentz incident,
He got the last laugh. He won the whole thing.
Yeah, I know, but Andrew does not get mad like that. I saw Andrew get the most upset I've ever, and I worked every single day with
him. So you have known Gundling for more than a decade. You worked, I mean, very closely, side by side, day in, day out with Gundling.
5 years, yep.
You have, that was the angriest you've ever seen him.
I said already, Don, it was embarrassing.
I wasn't there for that, but that sounds of the same tone. But the difference is, with that one, Don was home. That was during COVID times. You were standing right next to him. Like, I was nervous things were going to happen. This was not in front of a crowd of people. This wasn't like the lunchroom where you advertise the fight. This was out. This was back in a corner in a back alley, and you guys were going to go at it. Well, at least he was.
Yeah, no, I was never going to fight
no,
him.
No, you were just enjoying
it. I was tweaking him is what I was doing. Tweaking him. But, oh, you should have seen me, Rick. I went skipping down the hallway like a child. Like, hey, Andrew, how you doing? Anything new? It was terrible.
I was standing outside watching it.
You saw it?
I was standing, yes, I was outside of the studio, standing by his desk, and saw the look on his face when you said it. I think you're responsible for them winning the Super Bowl. That's just me.
I don't think it's a crazy thought.
I mean, he should be celebrating.
Could be Belichick who decided to bench Malcolm Butler for whatever he did. But you can give me blame as well. But I thought we repaired it. I thought the fracture was repaired and we were fine, and now I come to find out that maybe that's not the case. Still doesn't follow me on Twitter.
Yeah, but this is a disturbing trend now, though.
You're not wrong.
Because Tim Kirkson's in the mix. Timmy K's in the mix too. Can't forget him.
That's right, Kirkjian. But you know what? I feel okay about the Kirkjian because I made a statement. I was clear about it. I told him Torres is just not a very good shortstop. When do they move on from him at short? And he almost laughed at me, and he's like, he's a good shortstop, idiot. You don't know what you're talking about. So I feel okay with that one. Buster, I don't know what has happened. Diana, I clearly made a misstep. Gundling, also don't know. I'm a pariah. You should run if you can. Lucas in the Bronx. Lucas, you're next up on 98.7 ESPN.
Hello?
Hello.
Hey, guys. Good morning.
Good morning, Lucas.
All I want to say is that I was at that Mike White game against the Cincinnati Bengals. That was my first Jets game, and I'm a New Yorker at heart, so like that was incredible. But I know this might be a tough place to compare, but Zach Wilson is not Drew Bledsoe, but you know someone by the name of Tom Brady, who was drafted in the sixth round, and nobody knew who he was. Obviously, if Mike White were to have half that man's career, it would be incredible. But Mike White has one thing that I can tell you right now. It's called the juice, because he made every single one of his teammates better, and they made him even want to play better. And, you know, you got a legit running back in Michael Carter now that, you know, defenses will have to prepare for. But Elijah Moore actually had his first great game last week. So, if you know, Mike White can do that to the locker room. You know, how do you even start Zach Wilson at any point this season if Mike White is playing even subpar, even decent games? So that's
well,
my
if he's playing
point,
subpar, Lucas. If he's playing subpar, you're not going to keep rolling with Mike.
Well, you're not going to win if Mike White is playing subpar football with how bad your defense has been. You're not going to win.
No, there's no way.
So it's going to open the door for Zach Wilson. The other thing is this, and this is starting to aggravate me. The Jets had no idea Mike White could be this good. Like to compare Drew Bledsoe in that situation with Tom Brady to now all of a sudden this situation. Bill Belichick kept four quarterbacks. Four, which most teams never think of doing because he saw something in Tom Brady. The Jets didn't see. I mean, what did the Jets see in Mike White? You don't think they were surprised that Mike White went up against Cincinnati and played
that
well?
I'm sure they were surprised as we were surprised.
So Belichick obviously saw something in Tom Brady and was looking at that point to make that move. Otherwise, why would you keep four? Like, why would you have kept him on the roster? You know what I mean?
I don't remember the game, but I guess he was the backup quarterback for that game.
Yeah, the Mo Lewis game.
Yeah. That was, oh, God.
And Mo Lewis is in the Patriots.
Patriots Ring of Honor. Should be.
Yeah, Ring of Honor.
Let's go to one of our favorites, Ira Staten Island. Good morning, Ira. You like me, right?
Hey, good morning, Dave. Good morning, Rick. Looking forward to Sunday and the Bill game. It's going to be really intriguing to see how Mike White does against a defense like the Bills. And you know what? I think, you know, I don't expect him to win the game, but I think he'll perform well enough where he'll earn another start against the Dolphins. But to me, the big test, and I know they have no safeties, I got to see the defense perform better. You know, you lose a game 28-17, that's one thing. You lose to the Bills 45-20, then all the quarterback talk could be put on the side. Robert Salva is a defensive coach. I got to see some adjustments, and that defense got to play better this week.
They have to. I mean, they have. We're sitting here talking about the quarterback.
Can't play worse.
Excited about Mike White, but I mean, you're facing a Buffalo Bills team who, I mean, you mentioned the defense, but as far as you know, the ability to score points, they didn't score a touchdown against Jacksonville, right? I mean, you got one of the better quarterbacks in the NFL coming up against a defense that just got embarrassed by the Colts.
And that Jacksonville defense, like you, I know you watched the game. That was no accident. Like that Jacksonville defense dominated that football game.
Yeah, I mean, the one thing about the Bills is they're going to have to figure it out. If they want to be one of the elite teams, they have to find a way to run the football, or at least attempt to run the football. It can't be just all on Josh Allen every single game.
They have no running game, though. They're completely one-dimensional.
No, I know. It's and that's the risk you run when that's the case, though. If Josh Allen doesn't play well, they didn't have a good game. I still can't believe they only scored 6 points against Jacksonville.
6 points. And he was hammered in that game. The other Josh Allen was dominant in that
dominant.
Game.
Dominant. Yep.
Who would have thought that the quarterback Josh Allen would be the second best Josh Allen in the game?
I don't think anybody.
Nope.
No, but I agree with Ira. Like, I mean, it's, I don't know if it's fair or not, but I just have, and maybe you agree with me, I just have this hang up that when you have a defensive-minded coach that becomes a head coach because he was great at being a defensive coordinator, I just expect that you'll have a pretty good defense.
I would agree.
Now, or vice versa.
I would also say is that I would expect to see the defense get better as the year goes on and not worse. And you see it trending in the wrong direction at the moment.
Thanks for listening to the DPetro and Rothenberg podcast.
And welcome aboard.
Catch the show on demand wherever and whenever you want. Just subscribe to us, rate us, and review us wherever you get your podcasts. It's time for a frenzy. A football frenzy.
You could say that 10,000 times and it still wouldn't be enough.
It fires me up, man.
I love
it.
Say it one more time.
A football frenzy. Any team, any player, any question.
It's time for a frenzy. And DPH or Rothenberg is always presented by Progressive Insurance. All right, you say you love it. People are lined up. Are you ready to roll?
Oh, yeah.
Are you ready to roll?
By the way, just quickly, before we get into the first question, did Ira actually answer he liked you or not?
Nope. I said, Ira, you like me, right? And he ignored that and just went right into... No. you picked up 100%. You know what? Let me before we start the frenzy, RJ, do you like me?
I'm a big fan.
All right. At least I got one person in my corner. One guy in my corner. And I will fight to the death for that guy now.
I'll see you. I'll see you at Glor.
One small man in your corner.
Wow. Wow. That's mean. All right, let's go with the frenzy. 1-800-919-3776. Santi, I know, is ready with the buzzer. None of this, guys. How are you? Dave, I really like you. None of it. You get right to your question. Call him in the Bronx. Call him. You're on the frenzy. Go.
What is your expectations for the second half of the Giants season, and who survives and who gets fired at the end?
Gettleman's gone. I don't know if he's fired, but Gettleman's gone. Gettleman will be moved to either a different position within the organization, or he'll just move on.
We are the Giants.
I think Judge stays. As far as second half of the season, I think they probably win 3 or 4 games and finish with 6 or 7 wins this season.
You realize how dysfunctional that is, correct?
I think it's more dysfunctional to keep a guy that's incapable to do the job well.
How many wins you now think? Coming out of the bye, they got Tampa, so we'll take that one out of it. How many wins do you think?
So, what they have Philly twice.
They got Tampa.
I think they get one. Forget Tampa. They're not going to win that game. I think Philly twice, they get one.
Yep, Miami.
At Miami, I think is a winnable game. Could be 2. Chicago could be 3. Washington, I think they get, like I said, 3 or 4. I think 4 and 7 is possible. 4 wins the rest of the way, 7 wins on the season is very possible.
So they go 7-10.
Yep.
You were 6-10 last year, so 13 wins over two seasons is enough for you to fire the GM and then make your new GM keep the head coach.
Now, hang on a second. You're asking me what I would do or what I think they will do?
No, I want to know what you would do.
I would clean house.
Okay, that's what I wanted to hear.
Yes, I would. Garrett, Judge, Gettleman, gone. That's what I would do. I do not believe that is what they will do. Jason, Hoboken, Frenzy, go.
Did the Packers make a big-time mistake by not getting Odell Beckham Jr. to help them go to the Super Bowl?
Did they make a big-time mistake? No. No.
Did they not go after him, though?
Well, I don't know. I don't know how hard they went after him. I mean, it was reported that they were in the mix.
I mean, so what more are you going to do? If you went to go to the Rams, you went to go to the Rams. There's not much you can do if you didn't choose your team.
It felt like, hasn't it felt like the entire time, even when he was trying to get himself out of New York, that he wanted to always end up on somewhere in L.A.?
Of course. Just as far as what city made the most sense for him, Vegas or L.A. made the most sense. Can you see Odell Beckham Jr. in Green Bay?
No, I couldn't see him in Cleveland either.
Well, you know what? Green Bay even lesser so, I think, than Cleveland. Brian and Bergen. Brian, you're on the Frenzy.
Will Denver complete the NFC least sweep on Sunday?
Yes.
They're favorite, too.
They should.
The closest game they played was Washington. They hammered the Giants. They destroyed Dallas. They won by a touchdown over Washington. Yeah, you'd have to figure they probably will. Kathleen in Albany. Kathleen, you're on the Frenzy.
With the re-signing of Cam Newton, will he make a difference or an impact with the Panthers?
Yeah, he should. I mean, he can't be worse than Sam Darnold's been.
Oh, God, how bad
Sam has Darnold's
been
awful.
Horrendous.
Now he's hurt. He's on IR. P.J. Walker will play this week. They'll try to get him up to speed. They got themselves in all sorts of... First of all, they're paying Cam a lot of money. I'm surprised how much money they're paying Cam. But they picked up Sam's fifth-year option, which is guaranteed.
But why?
I don't know, because they traded for him, I guess.
But still, so now you've made a bad situation worse by picking up his fifth-year option? Yo, this guy, what is that, 18-plus million a year?
Yeah, and they were still, and they were one of the teams, like, till the very end, in on the Deshaun, which, again, does that mean, I have a hard time believing that once Deshaun Watson gets this cleared up and they have a better idea of where that thing is headed, that they... You mean to tell me they won't be back involved in those discussions?
I'm sure they will. I'm sure. Did you hear the Glazer report, by the way, last night? That he said that Miami offered 3 ones and 2 twos if he settled all the cases and they went away and they would make that trade for him?
Miami would make the trade for him.
Yeah. And then well, Houston said no.
Well, Houston said no because I heard, from what I was told, it was... Initially, Houston had decided like maybe they wouldn't need to take as much because of all the uncertainty, and then I guess like through back channels, without Houston knowing it, Miami was saying, "Hey, listen, we'll trade for you, but you have to get those things. You have to get
right,
all those.
They have to be settled before.
Before we make that deal. And
yes.
I think once Houston found that out, they're like, "Well, no. If he's going to get that stuff settled before we make this deal, we're going to
get more for him." Yes. Yeah, exactly right. That was the report from Glazer last night. Jared in Williamsburg. Jared, you're on the Frenzy.
Do y'all think that Dave's offspring contracted the kid from Craigslist to come ring his bell during Halloween?
Probably.
No.
Probably. That was a setup. It was absolutely a setup.
Listen, that's a candyless child out there now because
no, there's
of it.
No way a kid just like randomly ends up on your doorstep dressed up as Tony Romo.
It was such a repulsive looking costume, too. Let's go to our Shooter in Stanford. Have at it, Shooter.
Odell Beckham, kind of like Randy Moss, both locker room issues, resurrected his career on the Pats. Will Odell Beckham do it or Shanat?
LaVisca.
Oh, LaVisca? I would say Shanat. Well, here's the thing. I think he resurrects it. He's not going to resurrect it to Randy Moss kind of levels.
LaVisca, sit with me, Booby. That's such a different situation, though, too. I mean, that's Bill Belichick is Tom Brady. I mean, that team should have been the first ever 19-0 team.
Yeah, but they weren't.
No, I know.
But they weren't. So answer the question. Does he resurrect the way that Randy Moss did?
The way Rick, no.
Yeah.
No, what, right, Randy, what Randy Moss did was historic. I mean, historic. What
historic. Quickly, lastly, Allen Hempstead, Allen Frenzy, go.
Yes. Now that Derrick Henry's on the show, who do you think is going to have the rushing title this year?
Jonathan Taylor.
I don't know. Chubb's right there, man.
Right there.
Chubb is right there.
But if Chubb doesn't play this week, Taylor is great. Underratedly great.
Yeah, but I mean, you got no Kareem Hunt for who knows how long.
I thought he's supposed to be back, if not this week, then soon after.
But it's a, but isn't it a calf injury he's dealing with?
Correct.
I mean, calves are tricky. Who would you take now, though? Fully healthy, would you take Taylor or Chubb?
Boy. That's a tough question, because they're both so good. They both have really good offensive lines. Is health a factor here?
No, fully. I'm giving you fully healthy.
Fully healthy? Chubb.
Yeah, I think I agree.
Yeah. All right, and there you have it. That, my friends, is a frenzy.
Thanks for listening to the DPetro and Rothenberg podcast.
I'll give it to you whenever you want it.
Looking for more access to the show? Follow us on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at DR on ESPN.
I was told something by many people now on Twitter. I have no real confirmation of it, but if this is true, I can see something interesting down the road here. I guess on his podcast yesterday, Field Yates said he is the best in the world at knowing where someone went to college. No one
better. What do you mean? What do you mean you think that this could lead to something great down the road?
Well, like we could have like a battle between Field Yates and myself.
No, no, I'm saying you use the word think. No, it's on now.
It's on?
No, you can't just flippantly make a statement like that and not expect to be called on it.
Well, he made the statement. I've received new. I received a tweet about it yesterday, and I didn't really know what it was. It was like, you know, Field made some outlandish statement, whatever. I was like, all right, I don't know really what that means. And then I got numerous tweets today saying, this is what the man said. Like, he said there is no one better at him than knowing where a guy went to college. Here we go. And this is a guy right up your alley. NY Isles number one fan, something very troubling happened yesterday. Field Yates said on Fantasy Focus, he's the best at saying where people went to college. And then this great tweeter goes on to say you need to challenge him to a match on the show.
But that's exactly what it is. You heard the name of the pod. It's fantasy. He's living a fantasy right now.
So you have no doubts.
No doubts. An amount of money that would hurt if I lost it, I would put behind you.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Or they beat Glore. You think he knows Glore?
There's no chance he knows Glore. Zero. There's no way he knows Glore. And there's no way he knows more in that area than you do. I listen on Saturdays, man. You go like, I mean, there are times where you go 15-0.
I rarely miss a where did he go to college question. Rarely, if ever.
Well, the only time you miss him is if it's some, like, he went to some obscure junior college or something before he actually, you know what I mean? Like those, which are not even fair.
Yeah, and I have a couple of beauties. Like Dave Craig is one of my all-time favorites. You remember Dave Craig, the quarterback for the Seahawks?
Yep.
Went to Milton College. Doesn't exist any longer. Milton College.
We played at Milton Academy when I went to St. Sebastian's.
I don't know
Milton
that that's Academy. The same. But I mean,
no, I don't believe it is.
Do you think that Field, because I don't think he hates me yet. We have a nice relationship. We used to host the fantasy show together on Sundays. Do you think that we should reach out to him and try to get this battle? Because he laid down the gauntlet. Like, he laid down the idea of no one can be better at this than I am.
Yeah, I mean, you didn't ask for this.
Mm-mm.
This wasn't something you went and looked for. No, I mean, he may not like you afterwards because you're going to embarrass him. But yeah, absolutely, RJ, today, call whoever you have to call. We want Field on at some point next week.
And he's probably looking for a challenge. Like, he's probably walking around swinging it, thinking nobody can compete with me. And where did this guy go to college? I think we have someone that can compete with him. I think we do.
But why else would you say it, though? You're right. Why else would you say it? You're actively looking. By saying that, you're actively looking for someone to challenge you.
That's right. It's like Kobayashi walking around and saying, you know what? I can eat more hot dogs than anybody. No one can eat the hot dogs and the bun and the water dipping more than me. And all of a sudden, a man by the name of Joey Chestnut just comes walking down the pike. Walking down the pike. I'm the Joey Chestnut of where did he go to college?
The David Walnut Rothenberg.
Yes. I am that chestnut.
I am that chestnut.
I am that chestnut.
Let's get this done.
RJ, you going to get this done?
I mean, I'll try.
I'm excited for this.
I've never heard you have less excitement than an answer you've given us on the air than, yep, yeah, I guess I'll try.
I mean, listen, I don't know what his appetite is to combat with you on these colleges.
Well, he's a small man, so I can't imagine he eats much.
Me or him? I don't know who you're taking a shot at.
No, your boy. You guys kind of resemble each other a little bit.
They kind of resemble each other? If I told you they had the same mother, you wouldn't be surprised by that. They don't kind of resemble each other.
We actually passed each other once in Bristol, and he didn't care to ask who I was, but he did acknowledge that I looked like him.
Walked by you, and he was like,
very confused.
Are you me? Like, he was probably shocked at seeing you.
Yeah, but then he probably realized I'm a lot more important than him. Who cares? It's what I got from it.
Well, I don't know if that's the case.
Oh, that's the case.
But no, he's doing some fantasy podcast. I mean, you're doing Morning Drive in New York City, baby.
That's right. That's a fair point.
Hi, I'm Meadowfields. We got to get this done.
I think it needs to be done. RJ, you need to get it done. But before we get that done, we have to take a listen to Zach Wilson. Tell me when we hear this. And by the way, let's line up the calls. It's a Friday. You know, wish us a good weekend. Tell us how much you enjoyed the show. Tell us if you have an issue with us. Whatever you'd like. 1-800-919-3776. Do you believe, honestly, I want you to listen to it, and then I'm going to ask you, is Zach Wilson telling the truth when he says, Mike White and I, we always root for each other? Here's the Jets quarterback.
Doesn't even need to be talked about. I mean, that's the coolest part is, you know, I think we both understand that this is part of the business of football, and we both understand that, you know, I want to play, he wants to play, you know, it's just how it is. So it's like, what's the point of butting heads when we can help each other out? You know, I think we can both benefit from the situation. And so, you know, I really don't feel like there's any reason to even have to talk about it. I feel like we're naturally just really good friends as it is. And, you know, I was pumped for him when he plays, and he's pumped for me when I'm playing and doing well. And so we're able to just share those thoughts and ideas and bounce things off each other. And it's really cool because I feel like in college, you know, whether you get hurt or you're the backup, you know, you want the team to do well, but a part in your head, you're like, oh man, I hope the backup doesn't do well, right? But in the NFL, it's so different. You know, I really do hope Mike does well. I hope the team wins. And it's just because of the, you know, the business of it all and the way that Mike treats me when he was the backup. You know, he deserves to do well. He's been working his butt off. And so the whole situation is just, it's been a lot smoother than you would think it would be, right? And so I think it's only going to be beneficial for me in the long run.
All right, so I have my take. I set you up for it. You believe he is completely honest there, or he is lying through his teeth?
I think right now in this moment, he's probably being honest. But he gave you a glimpse into, I mean, he mentioned it. Like, in college, it's different. So I don't know why now all of a sudden it would be different. But I think that's a kid that's a super confident kid, and he knows that I'm the second overall pick. So at some point, I'm gonna have my opportunity.
I think that's true, but there's no way that what he says is legitimate. There's no way he's going out. Like, it's not human nature. I'm not blaming Zach Wilson. It's not human nature to be battling with someone else for the job and for that person to take center stage.
Well, he doesn't.
It's not normal.
But he obviously doesn't think like he's really battling for the job right now.
But if like, you said it before, if Mike White goes out there and plays well on Sunday and the Jets win, who's the quarterback the following week against Miami?
It's going to be Mike White.
Okay.
But again, I mean, he has the comfort of knowing that he was the second overall pick. So he feels like he's going to get his opportunity. And he probably watches Mike White play, as good as Mike White has been, and says to himself, and I'm hoping he's saying it to himself, is I'm better than Mike White. That's the only way.
I just don't believe that. I don't think it makes him a bad guy. I mean, if I was competing with, I guess you're right. I guess he doesn't think he's competing. But if someone, here's what I'll say. If someone filled in on the show, and we don't get immediate ratings, right? It takes weeks and weeks and weeks. But if I took vacation and Carlin sat in, and all of a sudden I got back from vacation and the ratings were way better than when I was hosting the show, I wouldn't feel good about it. And when Carlin hosted the next show, I would hope, and maybe, I don't think it makes me a bad guy, I think it makes me human, I would hope that the ratings were lesser when Carlin hosted than when I hosted with you.
Well, I think it would depend on the situation, though, wouldn't it? I mean, if you were handpicked by the general manager of the station as the host for this show, and then given a long-term commitment, it wouldn't be as difficult.
But it's still not a great look for me.
Well, no, I don't think it's a great look for Zach Wilson either. But, I mean, the fact is that he told you in college that it was different, that he didn't want to see the backup do well. Now, I don't know why that would be different at this level, but I think part of that is because he was the second overall pick, and he doesn't necessarily look at Mike White as a true threat yet. I think that tone will change. If Mike White goes out and plays great against Buffalo, ask Zach Wilson that question again and tell me what his answer is.
I think he'd give you a similar answer, though.
No, but it would be that. Then I don't think he'd be truthful. Right now, I don't think he looks at Mike White as a real threat yet.
So Mike White goes out there, 17 of 23, 244, two touchdowns, and a 21-17 win. And you think that truthful answer next week for Zach Wilson is, you know what, I hope he doesn't do well.
If he's given
truth serum.
Yes, this just got real. Right now, he hasn't truly embraced that Mike White is a threat. It's Mike White treats me really nice. I'm happy for him. He's getting his shot. But ultimately, this is going to be my job. That's how he feels in this moment. Now, like you just mentioned, he plays great against Buffalo. They win. And now they win again. Now, all of a sudden, you're going, whoa, whoa, whoa.
If you can't get your job back?
Now we have an issue. Because as much as they want me to be successful, because I was a second overall pick, they also want to win. It doesn't matter where you're drafted. If you give the team the best opportunity to win, and Mike White establishes himself as, listen, I can play this position at a high level, then we'll have some... Then we'll have some different conversations when Zach Wilson gets asked that question.
Will you be, I think you typically are, but will you be really honest with me if I ask you a question?
Yeah.
Okay. You were the number one pick in the draft.
Yep.
You were clearly the Islanders guy. If you didn't play a game, were you rooting for the backup to go out there and get a shutout and play better than you had played in the games prior?
In all honesty, it would depend on who the backup was. When Snowy and I were goalie partners, I would, and this is no lie, I would hope that he played well because we were that close.
Because you just liked him that much.
Well, no, we were roommates. Like he was one of the veteran guys that took me under his wing and actually, I mean, I'd be over his house all the time, like taught me what it was to be a pro. So I rooted for him to have success. Steve Valiquette, same thing. I rooted for him to have success.
There are some guys that you would have rooted against, or at least just not to do great.
But again, I mean, it's in those situations, if it's somebody that comes in that is of a certain age that you feel like is a true threat to taking your job, then all of a sudden, yeah, human nature takes over because now you're threatening my livelihood. I can't root for you. As much as I might like you, I can't root for you. Like, yeah, I want the team to win, but I want the team to win 6-5. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't want, this can't be, you know, 45 save shutouts. Because that's no good.
But that's what you saw when he started against Cincinnati. It was a 45-save, 3-0 shutout for Mike White. That's what it was.
Exactly right. But you're like, okay, this guy earned it. He's earned it. You know, he's been up and down from the practice squad 11 different times. So clearly they don't have real long-term plans for this guy. Treats me really well. So yeah, hey, good job, Mike. Awesome. Great work. Now he does it against Buffalo, and then he follows that one up.
Until it gets real.
Because Mike White's young enough where he could, I mean, Mike White's young enough where he could be in the long-term plans. You know what I mean?
I mean, in theory, he could be. I mean, in practice, I don't know how he could be, being that they took another kid second overall. But yes, age-wise, he could be.
But it's not like you haven't seen it happen before, though, right? Like Seattle goes out and spends all that money on Matt Flynn. Russell Wilson steps in, and I know he was drafted, so it's a little bit different, right? He's not a guy you just picked up and he was on your practice squad. You drafted him, so you had plans for him. But you just paid Matt Flynn a ton of money. Russell Wilson steps in, and boom, forget about Matt Flynn. I mean, there's not a lot of people that thought that Tom Brady at the time was going to be a good NFL quarterback. He couldn't keep his job at Michigan. Drew Henson took his job at Michigan. We've all seen the pictures of Tom Brady at the combine.
Absolutely.
But in Drew Bledsoe making a ton of money, Bill Belichick saw something in Tom Brady. And Tom Brady was the right age where, okay, I think we got something.
It was the perfect storm. It was the absolute perfect storm. It's an interesting conversation, though. 800-919-3776. Also, right now is your chance to win a pair of tickets, see the Jets take on the Bills this Sunday at MetLife Stadium. Be the first caller right now, 888-987-ESPN, brought to you by the New York Jets. Get to MetLife Stadium this Sunday to see the New York Jets host the Buffalo Bills at 1 p.m. Lock in your seats at nyjets.com/tickets. Let's go to, you have something to say?
Yeah, the other thing, though, too, is, and we don't know, I mean, I've heard some stuff, but we don't really know the inner workings of it, though, is you also have to remember, I mean, right now Zach Wilson has the, he has the support of the GM, and he's got the support of the owner, and they've also bent over backwards to do everything and anything for him. Right? Like, Mike LaFleur would rather
call plays. Well, they bring in John Beck as his quarterback coach because that's what he wants.
Exactly right. So that also plays into how you feel about Mike White having success. You know what I mean? Like, they've done everything for me, so clearly I'm their guy.
He's the guy. Listen, I get it. I would feel a way about it. I would not feel great watching someone else do the job that I was brought in to do and do it better than I have been able to do it so far. I'm being honest with you.
No, I know, but I still do think, I mean, in the moment you're saying that, but if the thought in your mind was, yeah, I haven't been great, but in my mind I know I'm better, then I don't think it'd be as bad for you.
Maybe. Maybe you're right. Maybe you're right. Let's go to Rick in Queens. Rick, you're next up on 98.7 ESPN.
Hey, guys. I'm telling you, it kind of goes like this. Think of it like this. If you have an ex-girlfriend, you don't want her to hook up with someone that looks like Dwayne The Rock Johnson. You want her to hook up with someone that looks like JJ from Good Time. I mean, it just kind of goes like that. There's no way. He's lying. But I can understand the position. You don't want somebody to do well in your spot. So don't.
Yeah, but as far as he's concerned, though. But here's the thing, though. You got to understand the mindset, though. The mindset of his, though, Rick, is that in that comparison you just made, he's the Rock. Like, that's how he fancies himself. So it's like, oh, you want to date other people? Yeah, okay, you can. Yeah, I'm glad you had fun, because right now that guy she's dating is no real threat to him as far as he's concerned.
Until she is.
Until all of a sudden now it's a second date and a third date. She's like, wow, he treats me so well. Maybe he's not as handsome as you, but he provides me with everything else. And oh, by the way, he's hung like a donkey. Like then you're like, oh, okay, let's change this up now.
Yeah, you could be having. Listen, it's human nature to not. And again, I'm not saying they're in competition, because clearly Zach Wilson is the guy that's going to get every opportunity. But if Mike White goes out there and is phenomenal this weekend, could buy himself another week, and then he could be good against Miami. And at what point does it stop? And at what point does Zach Wilson internally say to himself, you know what, it's enough. I like the guy. He's a great guy. I've seen enough. I want him to not play well this weekend.
When he becomes a, when in his mind he becomes, if that becomes a real threat to him, losing his job,
which is like, it, could it be this week? Is it 3 week? Like, where is that line in the sand?
Well, I mean, you say it, well, if it's this week, it's going to turn to the week after that too, because
sure,
we talked about the runway of games here where the Jets will actually have a chance to win.
Because then it gets easier after.
That's
this
what
week.
I mean. Yeah, I mean, if he finds a way to win against Buffalo. Then you look at the games coming up, and you're like, okay, well, if he played that good against Buffalo, there's no reason he can't play good in this game, and they could have a chance to win, and then this game. And then before you know it, you ask Zach Wilson that question. He's like, yeah,
I hope he sucks.
I guess it's good that Mike's winning.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I never really liked him anyway. All right, Santi, here we go. Three stars.
Today's three stars. Number three.
And a lot of choices for this Friday edition, but I'm going to go with Field Yates on this one, because this allegedly the gauntlet has been thrown down. He says nobody's better than him when it comes to naming who went to what college. Dave, are you going to challenge him, point in his face like Hulk Hogan, or maybe call him garbage like Macho Man?
You are nothing but garbage.
Is this matchup going to happen?
Listen, I would love the matchup to happen. I know Field is a very important person who may not have a ton of time, but the invitation is out there. If he'd like to come on the show for the challenge, I'd love to have him on the show for the challenge.
Number two.
Someone who definitely wants no part of you is Andrew Gunling.
No, because I've had it.
And he's unfollowed you on Twitter.
He has found you
to be that annoying. And there's a little bit of a pattern developing here, Dave. Buster Olney, Diana Rossini. If you're not careful, I'm going to be next on this list.
This is troubling.
It really is. I'm a problem.
Number one.
Who else could it be but Glor University?
Or they beat Glor.
I have no idea who made that account, but you are a genius, sir. Keep tweeting.
An absolute genius. And Glor University now has I think, double-digit followers, so that accredited university continues to impress us day after day after day. All right. And there you go. That's your three stars. You'd say, all right, that's the show. That's the weekend. No. Coming up in just moments, KJM. We bring in Keyshawn and Max to DPHO and Rothenberg. Good morning, guys. How you doing?
What's going on? What's happening, Captain?
So we just got into this discussion, and it was Zach Wilson coming on saying, you know what, I'm rooting for Mike White. I hope he plays well. I'm not concerned about, you know, a battle. In college, I might have been. In the NFL, I'm not. But let's be fair. Mike White has been the better quarterback so far this season between the two of them. Key, is he lying? Is he lying to us saying that he's happy that Mike White is doing well and hopes he does well again this weekend?
Absolutely, he's telling the truth. Because he ain't going to lose his job. They just gave him, what, $30-something million? He's not going nowhere. Mike White is auditioning for another team, but also auditioning to be the backup quarterback of the New York Jets for at least the next 24 months. It's not going to happen. They drafted a dude number two overall and gave him a bunch of money. You know, the whole game, best player play and all that, when you hear from coaches, not in this situation. Best player not going to play in this situation.
Well, then also, guys, keep in mind, Mike White was drafted in 2018. He's been in the NFL and around the NFL for 3 years. It's not apples to apples. So think of any, like, New Yorkers can remember Eli Manning as a rookie. They brought in Kurt Warner. Things were done differently then. But, of course, the rookie is usually not going to be as good as the veteran, even if it doesn't seem like he's a veteran, but a guy who has some years under his belt. Mike White, at this moment, is obviously the better quarterback. But the question is, who do you think is going to be the better quarterback 2-3 years from now?
It's going to be Zach Wilson, because right. Mike White will never get the opportunity based on where they drafted Zach Wilson. So it's going to obviously be Zach. Mike will be the better quarterback, but he'll never get the opportunity with the New York Jets to be that guy. Got to think, they took him in the second round. I mean, the second pick overall. They're not getting ready to be like, oh, we made a mistake.
Yeah, I think there's also, guys, the idea that if a guy's been cut from practice squads and stuff like that, people have taken a good long look at him and decided he's limited in certain ways. Now, it doesn't mean he can't wind up having a better career than Zach Wilson, but he's right about the Jets investment.
He probably is, though, guys, better than Zach Wilson, but because they invested that money in that pick.
You think he's going to be better than Zach Wilson?
He probably could be, better than him, and he probably is better than him right now. But they're not going to give him a fair shot and opportunity.
Yeah, and plus it's not fair to Zach Wilson, right? I mean, guys want to win football games, and you can't just give Zach Wilson back the job because he's the second overall pick. Key, let me ask you this, because I know you were hesitant to be all in with the coaching staff with the Jets. As a Jets fan myself, I'm a little concerned for this reason. Robert Saleh got the job because he was a great defensive coordinator for the 49ers.
He did a good job.
Okay, he did a good job, a lot of talent, but even when they were hurt, he put a pretty good defense on the field. This Jets defense, it happened against New England. They promised me it wouldn't happen again. Now, national TV, they get embarrassed by the Colts. Do you look at something like that? Okay, he's supposed to be, you know, great on the defensive side of the ball, and as bad as this defense has been, does that give you cause for pause with Robert Saleh?
I have cause for pause anyway, because I don't know. Starting up top in the front office, all the way down to the sidelines, if this is the right makeup. And what I mean by that is, I go to look at timelines from the drafting of Zach Wilson to moving on from Sam Darnold, which right now seems to be the right move, drafting somebody other than Sam, but how they did it. They lose Greg Knapp in a horrible accident. He passes away, but they don't bring in a quarterback coach to help the young quarterback or a veteran quarterback, but then they decide later on in the year to bring in Beck and move Mike LaFleur upstairs. So you start looking at all those different things and saying to yourself, why are they doing this? Because they don't really know what they're doing as far as I'm concerned. Defensively, he hasn't lived up to the billing that got him the job.
Oh. Well, that's very, very distressing for the Jets fan. Guys, you got to start the 8 o'clock hour. We're gonna join your show, and everyone in New York is going to absolutely consume this thing and adore this thing. Have a great weekend. We'll talk to you on Monday.
Thanks, Yay! Guys. Have a great weekend.
All right. That, of course, is Max and Keyshawn from KJM. Your Jets going to win this Sunday?
You may not. If they win on Sunday, you may not see me till Wednesday.
You'll be getting the mail in skivvies.
Oh, it'll be a celebration.
Rule 76.
No excuses. Play a champion. It's DPH or Rothenberg and
everybody
on 98.7 ESPN.
Thanks for listening to the DPHO and Rothenberg podcast.
Listen live weekday mornings from 5 to 8 a.m. on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker by asking it to play 98.7 ESPN.